Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're moving to our 4 o'clock hour with our good friend Gary St. Jean to talk an awful lot of Warriors and Jazz. That's what we're going to have tonight. Nate Thurman bobblehead night as well. And a line of Nate Thurman bobblehead fans has already begun to assemble. It's not a big line yet. They're very early. Believe me, it'll be raucous at the end of the night. It'll be huge. We've got our buddy Gary St. Jean, CSN Warriors analyst, ready to go. Gary, thanks as always. Great to talk to you. It's a big, big week for the Warriors. It's going to end this weekend with Christmas Day, but there's a few basketball cities to get through. And this Utah team, this is a team that is officially not afraid to play the Warriors. And one of those teams that probably doesn't get the amount of attention it receives because everybody is paying attention to the Warriors. This is a good Jazz team.
Well, Dame, you are right. And more kudos go to them because of how banged up they've been. You know, their best player, Hayward, missed probably 10 games with a broken finger. Favors is out tonight with a knee problem. He's probably missed 10 games. They acquired Hill from the Pacers. He's missed over 10 games. Burks is out for the season with a good part of the season with a shoulder problem. And, you know, arguably that's four out of the top seven guys, yet they've stayed darn competitive. They brought in a couple veterans, and they've really stabilized their team. We'll talk more about them, but I'm kind of excited to watch the French rejection tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Rudy Gobert was the one lone healthy starter in the Jazz lineup the last time these two met in early December. And, hey, I mean, he almost brought them to a win over the Warriors as shorthanded as they were. I think he had 20 and 17 on the night. He is, you know, here's the thing. You say European, and I instantly think probably a little softer, less physical. This is a Frenchman who officially likes to bang. Did you see what he just did to Marc Gasol the other night?
I got to tell you something. You know, everyone's talking Gasol up as the best center in the league. This young guy, the last, I don't know, I'm going to say 10 games, he's averaging about 16 points, about 13 rebounds, and over three blocks a game. And, you know, he gives that an ingredient that we have when McGee's in the game. You know how they run the pick and roll and he dives right to the rim? His hands have gotten better. He's finishing in the paint. He's a much more confident player. And, you know, you're right on. He's a key piece to their team. Whereas before he was a complimentary piece, he's a pivotal piece to them, and I think he's the anchor to their defense.
Last time we saw the Warriors, they blew the Portland Trailblazers right off the floor here at Oracle. The 45-point margin of victory, the largest so far in the NBA this season. The Warriors were very good. That might be their most complete game if you're looking for all those, you know, coaches' boxes to check. Did you rebound? Did you body up? Did you steal the ball? Did you take care of the ball? Did you shoot well? Did you out free throw your opponent? All those little things kind of came together in that game.
Well, what a game for Kevin Durant. And, you know, McGee played well again. But what was really cool to me was the game that Clark had. You know, the game was in good hands. And he scored quite a bit in the fourth quarter. But I see a young guy gaining confidence. We know that Sean Livingston and Andre Iguodala will be the sixth and seventh guy. We know Mark West will be the eighth guy. Who are going to be the ninth and tenth guy as we go forward? And he's laying some bricks. I think he's earning the spot. It's going to be his. And he looks confident out there. I think, you know, we're seeing these guys step up because of their confidence level. And you know, we might put that other guy on the list, and it might be McGee. McGee comes out with a statement this week. This is the most fun he's had playing in the NBA. And, you know, that's because of this locker room and the way they play the game and the way they care about each other. And, you know, it makes for a whole lot of fun.
Ian Clark, what a year he's having. 43% from beyond the arc. He's kind of taken over, like you said, that ninth guy spot. He's like this year's younger Leandro Barbosa.
Yeah, that's right on. And he'll tell you that he spent a lot of time talking to Barbosa about that role last year. You know, he told, you know, Barbosa, hey, I'm getting older. And good for Barbosa. He got a nice deal with Phoenix. But and then the guys that played on that second unit, they told him, hey, you can do this. You know, we believe in you. And he's really, really stepped up. And you can see a guy there that all he needs is space. If he's got some space, he'll knock down the three. He's really confident striking the ball.
You know, if you think about it, basketball, it's like the symphony that comes together, and the head coach is kind of like the conductor of the symphony. I mean, I can't remember who it was, but somebody famously asked a great conductor, well, you know, what do you do? He said, you know, I don't play an instrument, but I play the symphony. How do you think Steve Kerr's done playing his symphony a third of the way through it?
Well, you see, I'm from Massachusetts, Dame, so we have the Boston Pops and the Boston Symphony.
Oh, yeah.
And we had Arthur Fiedler. He's before your time, but we had a famous John Williams, and he wrote scores for many of the great movies.
Absolutely.
And so I got Steve Kerr in their category. I was so impressed. Weren't you impressed the way he saluted or gave praise to Craig Sager?
That
showed you who Steve Kerr really is. I say this, and I say it all the time. I have him in my top three coaches in the league. But for me, he's even a better guy. He's the perfect guy to be coaching this team. He knows how to communicate at a beautiful level. It's a great game the way they play. He's got a terrific staff. So if you need me to be the president of the Steve Kerr fan club, I'm available.
You say he's one of the top three coaches in the league. It's Popovich, him. Who's your third?
You know, I think Tom Thibodeau, but it's been a struggle up there this year.
Yeah.
It really surprised me. And again, it shows you lack of experience. See, they look at what Utah did. They brought in Joe Johnson and they brought in D.L. That's veterans and Hill. So they bring those guys in with all those young guys. Minnesota doesn't have any of that. I really like Brad Stevens in Boston. I love Spoelstra down in Miami, and, you know, Rick Carlisle's had a heck of a career. So those would be the guys that come to the top of my head.
Gary St. Jean, CSN Warriors analyst here. The Utah Jazz, they play at a pace that gives the Warriors a little bit of problem. You know, if the Warriors want to run, they want to slow games down. I'll tell you, they also slow scoreboards down by being the best protecting in the paint team in the NBA. Rudy Gobert, we see you. They're also the second best at denying the three. I mean, these are two huge pieces if you're looking for a team that can make a little playoff noise right there.
Well, why? Because Gobert is one of the great shot blockers we have in the game. So you don't get to the rim for layups, and you don't get easy paint points. And when you have that kind of rim protection, if you and I are guarding out on the perimeter, we're more confident to overextend. You and I are going to do our best to, you know, play the guy that we're guarding. If he's right-handed, we're going to play him right and tight. And if he beats us to the left on a drive, no problem. But we're going to take away the middle, and we're going to take away the three. And, you know, Favors, when he's healthy, is really a good shot blocker and paint protector as well. So they've got a lot of good pieces. And, you know, Quinn Snyder's really done a heck of a job there. But those two stats you bring out, Dame, are right on the button. I mean, that's their bread and butter. That's why they're successful. You know, Hayward, they do have one issue that concerns me for them at the end of the year. They've got free agency problems because Hayward, Hill, and Favors are all free agents. And, you know, I think they're finding out that the small guys might be more important than big. So, you know, maybe Favors will really get it going and really force their hand, but, you know, that's a beautiful trade piece if they want to improve in some area, because right now, D.L., Lyles, and Ingles are filling in at that four spot and doing a darn good job.
He is a saintly one. Got to ask you a non-Warrior question. It's about DeMarcus Cousins, who got hit with a big fine for a tirade directed towards a Kings columnist. Now, I don't want to turn this into a players against the media type of thing.
Yeah.
I do want to talk about DeMarcus, though. Eventually, you are who you are, and he is the guy who just will not grow up. Do the Kings owe it to themselves to give up on the talent to just bring a little stability to a franchise? If this is your cornerstone player, you're going to have a very shaky building.
Well, you know, Dave, it's an interesting thing. You saw, I think it was, there's a John Calipari that had a podcast this week, and he had Mike Krzyzewski on it. He was talking about how well he performed and acted as a member of USA Basketball. And there's no debate about this guy's talent. But, you know, it's got to be wearing thin up there. Players, teammates, coaches, front office, ownership. And, you know, you compound all of that stuff. You know, you had the Barnes incident last week, 2 weeks ago with him in New York. I don't know where it's going to go, but I don't like the direction it's headed. I feel bad for Sacramento because I love the fans up there and love living up there, and I want to see them start to move forward. But you take two steps forward, and then you fall four steps back. You can't keep doing that.
So in terms of steps, let's wrap up with this. Tonight it's Utah. Then they got a back-to-back double step through Detroit and Brooklyn. It goes Brooklyn, then
Detroit. You're right.
And then a night off before the big Christmas Day matchup with the Cleveland Cavaliers. If you're Steve Kerr, are you looking to buy a little rest, if not for one of your bench players, maybe even a starter, in one of those back-to-backs with the big game against the Cavaliers looming?
Wouldn't surprise me at all. It makes total sense. But here's where Steve is so good. That big four keeps communicating with him. If they blow guys out like they did with Portland, and they don't have to play more than 28 minutes, these guys can do that in their sleep. So whether one of those guys will sit out, I'm not quite sure, Dame. But you know what? If Iguodala or Livingston, like you said, or West or Petulia, any of those guys, the older guys, are looking a little tired or sore, heck yeah, I think he'll give them a night off.
No night off for us, though. We're covering the game. I know you're going to be all over that game. What else are you doing this Christmas besides watching basketball? You got a little family action going on?
Oh, yeah. My wife, MJ, does it up big. And my son, Greg, who's coaching with Chris Mullen and Mitch Richmond back at St. John's, he gets 3 days off. They're playing Syracuse tomorrow, so he'll fly home. And my daughter, Emily, who lives in the city, she'll be home. And we've got some good friends coming over, and I might sneak a peek at these five NBA games. I don't know. How about you?
Yeah, I think I might too. Just move over, family member. I got to see the TV. It's a day
you
of work.
It.
Hey, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays to all the St. Jeans from all of us here at 95.7 The Game. Gary, you make our day brighter every single time we talk to you.
Oh, hey, Dave, thanks a million, and right back at you, and Happy Holidays.
One of the best, Gary St. Jean, here on 95.7 The Game. Happy Holidays to him.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.